Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, it's going to be another interesting day because we don't have any wind blowing right now. Interesting at Wailea Country Club, where we are celebrating the 23rd Sony Open in Hawaii. I think I've got the number right. Good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday. It is a beautiful day in Hawaii, and welcome to you all around the world listening. We're on the radio here in Hawaii. We're streaming live, and you can always listen at radiogolfclub.com. If you missed the live stream or what's on the radio right now, you can listen to the podcast wherever you get yours, or also at radiogolfclub.com. Got a great show. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, is going to be on the show. Mike Johnson, Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List Team Member, Golf Digest. George Savarikas, founder of Drink 2020. You probably know him from Golf Channel, and he'll be at the American Express next. Kevin Carl, head professional, Wailea Country Club, home of the Sony Open in Hawaii. Bob Bupka, voice of Golf Talk Sport. And Mark Rolfing, analyst and on-course reporter, and my co-host this morning, just like years and years and years. And last week, we were having so much fun. Of course, Mark Rolfing, you've heard him on the telecast watching the Sony Open in Hawaii. And boy, the weather has been interesting, and yet the ball just won't go straight. We're going to talk with him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
And we've got a high surf warning for the north and west shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and the north-facing shores of Maui. Heights expected to be some 50 feet. Of course, we're measuring them from the front nowadays, not from the back. If we were measuring them from the back like in the old days, we'd be running for the hills. It's going to be partly cloudy, scattered showers windward and mocha, isolated showers leeward side, and the wind's so incredibly important. Easterlies, 15 miles per hour. And let's say good morning, Mark Rolfing, analyst, on-course reporter, and on Golf Channel, calling the action. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, good morning, Danielle. I'm sitting down here by the pool at the Kahala Hotel, and if we have an easterly wind of 15 miles an hour, then I'm an astronaut. I think it's blowing 1 mile an hour, maybe. Maybe it'll come up in the afternoon, but it has dawned another very calm day here at Wailea.
I have come up with a really great title for a book for you to write one day. The title is Gray Ghosts of the Deep, Casting and Davis Love III. And I came up with the name of that book listening to the Golf Channel and your reporting, Gray Ghosts of the Deep. You see, in the past, we've been able to do the show from Sony Open in Hawaii. And before the show, I've often seen Mark Rolfing out fishing on the reef just outside the clubhouse. And it's kind of a bummer not seeing Mark out there in the reef, but I got what I needed. It was Davis Love out there fishing. And who are the gray ghosts of the deep, for goodness sakes?
Well, they are the bonefish. They're a very elusive fish. They elude me more than they do Davis, simply because he's a better angler than me. It didn't look like Davis and I were going to be able to fish this week because his tee times didn't line up very good, but now he has missed the cut. So don't be surprised if you see pictures of or hear about me and Davis being out there. I would say within an hour of this show being over, Danielle.
Well, I'm glad you're going to get your bone fishing done, your gray ghost fishing. I love that, though. All right, let's bring in Bob Bupka. He is, of course, on Talk Sports and watching from afar as well. Normally, he'd be here, and it's so good to have you. Welcome in, Bob Bupka.
Well, thanks for having me, Danielle. And don't let Mark Ralphing kid you. It's going to be a little crowded out there fishing because that's all the waiters and chefs getting ready for that buffet. And I need Mark Ralphing to do me a favor. Just pick up a plate, Mark. Say, this belongs to Bob Bupka. Don't put any food on it. Just make believe, because that is the best the media gets fed each and every year. And I'm going to lose 10 pounds this week, because I'm not going to be going through that buffet line.
It is really good.
I'm working on that one, Bob. That's a good one. And I just miss you and Danielle and everybody else really so much this week. I hope we don't have another week like this again where all my friends can't actually come out to Wild Island. Let's change that up for next year. How about that?
I say I'm all for it.
GA Tour, Jay Monahan. Once again, and we'll competition.
Go ahead. Let people know that you are still around offering your service or products. Maybe you have a home-based business that needs exposure. Don't assume that people are just going to find you. You need to create top-of-mind awareness. HOIA Media has 14 radio stations on Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. We target adults. We have reasonable rates. Best of all, we can help make your cash register ring. HOIA Media. On air and online. For more information, go to HawaiiMedia.com. That's HawaiiMedia.com.
Live, a tradition like no other from Wailea and one of the great places in the world. But, you know, there's going to be a telecast this weekend, and Jordan Spieth is not going to be the star. Bruce Koepka is not going to be the star. Rory McIlroy is not going to be the star. I mean, it's incredible to think those three names are going to be absent, and we're still going to have one of the great, great, great Sony Opens in recent memory. I mean, it's just fantastic.
It is. It is. And Nick Taylor is at the top of the leaderboard. He missed the fairway seven times, Mark, and got it up and down seven times.
Yeah, he did, and he got very lucky on his final hole of the day late evening yesterday. I was calling it on number nine, which was his finishing hole, and he hit a big snap hook off the tee up against the out-of-bounds fence. And an out-of-bounds fence basically, is a boundary, and so you don't get relief from it. But he decided that the only way he could play the shot was a left-handed shot, as a righty, and he was going to hit it over the fence toward the green. And because of that, there was a screen that sort of blocks the driving range, and he got relief from that. So he turned what could easily have been a six on that last hole into a four. But if he misses that many fairways again today, Danielle, he will not be leading by the end of the day.
Yeah, I totally get it. Now, see, when I was watching that, I thought, now that is something we all need to realize. Just because you're a right-handed golfer doesn't mean you can, wait a minute, does mean that you can all of a sudden say, you know what, I want to play this left-handed, and therefore I get relief under the rules of golf. I mean, I was surprised. I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, the rules can work for you, Danielle, and they can work against you. Think about Colin Morikawa on Thursday's show. We saw him on the 12th tee hit a drive to the right. The ball, in my mind, clearly went into the penalty area over there. It's water. It's a creek bed. But because of the safety protocol and the COVID, there's no marshals over there, and there were no spectators. So nobody saw that ball actually go into the penalty area. And if you do not have definitive evidence that that ball went in there, then it's a lost ball. And he actually had to go back to the tee, and he turned a four into a six. So the rule for you and they can work against you. But Nick Taylor got a great break yesterday at the end of the day.
It was really wonderful to watch that. And so followed up, we got two shots back. Stuart Sink, Webb Simpson, the 2003 Sony Open champ Russell Henley, Vaughn Taylor, and Chris Kirk. They're all tied for what I'll say is second at 10 under. Charlie Hoffman, Colin Morikawa, Mark Leishman, Joaquin Niemann, Hideki Matsuyama, Peter Malnati, Billy Horschel, and Brendan Steele are tied for third. They're at 9 under. Bob, is that what you mean when you say this is an amazing Sony Open in Hawaii? Having so many guys so close together, I just think it's with the odds makers having Webb Simpson and Colin Morikawa co-favorites at 14-1, I think it's interesting to see some of the players like Stuart Sink at the top, Webb Simpson at the top. He was also, you know, he's one of the favorites, but Colin Morikawa back there, a few shots back, they all have a chance to break through and make it to the top of the leaderboard. When you watch the guys playing, I couldn't help but wonder, with Hideki Matsuyama, Mark, last week, it's like he couldn't putt. I don't know what happened to his game last week. This week, he's doing so much better. Have you heard anything about how he made adjustments? What was going on at Century versus Sony?
You know, I think Matsuyama, Danielle, is a lot about visualizing his shot, and he just was not seeing the putts go in last week. His interpreter told us that he wasn't seeing the line. And it's interesting, if you look at what has happened to Matsuyama this week, he was not comfortable at all on Thursday, did not play a good round. Yesterday he went out, he was 2 over par for most of his opening 9. Playing terrible. Looked like he was maybe going to miss the cut, but it shows you the kind of explosiveness that you can have at Wailea. That's why anybody can still win the tournament. He played his last 7 holes in 7 under par yesterday. He turned a 72 into a 65. He played the last 3 holes of the day 4 under par. So, you know, Wailea is that kind of course. If you just stay patient, don't try and force things, you can start making some, and once you start making them on these greens, you're going to make everything. You start seeing the ball go in the hole before it actually goes.
Seeing the ball go in the hole, it makes such a huge difference. Bob, your thoughts?
Yeah, I want Mark to join me in that clever introduction by Danielle mentioning the word ghost. And then I look up at the top of the leaderboard, Stuart Sink tied for the lead. I think I'm having a dream here. I mean, I'm thinking I'm going back 20 years. I mean, I was at Turnberry when he won his Open Championship in that fantastic battle with Tom Watson. But Mark, Danielle, pretty slick bringing up the word ghost.
Yes. Stuart Sink is anything but a ghost these days. But, you know, if you look at that leaderboard, Danielle, and you read down the names, you only have a couple of the young guns up there. What you have are the wily veterans. That's what Wailea is all about. It's all about where you position the ball. You can't overpower the course. It's not a big hitter's paradise like we had at Kapalua last week. And you look at all those names, they're basically veterans. Webb Simpson, Vaughn Taylor, you know, I could just go on and on. There's only a couple of young guys in there.
Yeah, and the young guys in there, like Colin Morikawa, are the ones who've got that short game. They know. And that leads me into the question I really wanted to ask you. As a player, Mark, how hard is it to control yourself after having the wide open spaces of Kapalua, where, you know, you've got all this room to move, and then all of a sudden everything is condensed, and you've got to be so, so accurate to make that transition? That must be difficult, is it?
Well, it is. And I think first you have to do it mentally, Danielle. I'll give you another ocean example. I love doing that. As you know, I'm Pisces, so I love the water. You have to navigate your way around Wailea. I said before, you can't overpower it. But these fairways are almost like having red stakes along the side of the fairway, because if you drive it into the rough here, you're probably going to have a half a shot penalty in most cases because of the lies you're going to get out there. So what you have to do is kind of like you're in a kayak or a canoe, and if you're going down a river or a waterway, you don't want to be bumping into the sides of the land, which effectively in golf here at Wailea, those are the sides of the fairway. So I really have always liked the navigators here. Jim Furyk is a navigator. Zach Johnson is a navigator. Webb Simpson is a navigator. They're never, ever going to try and overpower any of these holes out here.
Excellent. Yes, Bob.
Well, one last thing, because I know I saw your lineup. You got so many great guests coming. I go back to when Russell Henley won the Sony Open, and he was coming into the media room. He was on his cell phone, Mark, with his mother, but it was on speakerphone. And Russell said, "I got to go, Mom. They're waiting for me." And she says, "Russell, you make sure you smile. Make sure you smile." And the whole media room cracked up. And it's just the joy of winning on the PGA Tour is just a fantastic thing. And your show is fantastic. Danielle, I'm going to exit. Mark, keep up the good work. Have a great telecast. And please, let's get together next year.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
That's a deal, Bob.
Say again, Mark.
I said, book it, Bob. I will be here. I hope you will, too.
Yeah, that's a big odds.
Awesome. We're going to take a break and come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And they've got some tee times for you. 8:30, 9:10, 10:24, 11:18. And the number to call is 247-0451. Book your tee times for social distancing.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we've got Mark Rolfing with us, analyst and on-course reporter. And, of course, he's in the tower for the Golf Central broadcast, which I believe, Golf Channel's broadcast of the Sony Open in Hawaii. And that is at 1 o'clock. Is it 1 o'clock Hawaii time that it's starting?
That's 2 o'clock today. Go to 2 to 5:30, so right smack in the middle of prime time back on the mainland.
It's beautiful, beautiful. And speaking of somebody who gets to have a beautiful day every day looking at the sunrise, Kevin Carl, head professional at Wailea Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kevin.
Thank you, Daniel.
It's good to have you. And, of course, Mark Rolfing's with us. Kevin, how different has it been putting everything together without spectators, with just the reduced staff that you have on hand? How's it going?
Yeah, well, different. Different is a good word for it. It is. You know, we're used to seeing a lot of spectators just all across the board, even the guidelines now with the disinfecting that was done. You know, we did that just prior to the event and really getting the course and the club ready. But it's eerily quiet.
Eerily quiet. I completely understand. But you were able to have pro-ams, and they were absolutely beautiful conditions. And were you sold out?
They did well with the pro-ams. No, they did a good job, all things considered. We didn't have any caddies for the amateurs this year, so they received pool carts for their tee gifts. So, again, another unique situation with the tournament this year.
That was a tee gift?
That was a tee gift. A great tee gift, by the way, because pool carts are hard to come by right now. They're back ordered.
Wow. Not bad. Not bad at all. You have, Kevin Carl has so much experience. I mean, he's a multiple-time player in the Sony Open in Hawaii. When the winds are this calm, it looks like it would be so simple at Wailea. What makes it such a challenge?
Well, you know, we've had some great weather, and so our superintendent's done a great job in getting the course in shape so they can firm it up a bit. And I think that's probably the only defense we have right now is the firmness of the golf course, where you see some of the balls running through the fairway. You'll see some of the balls not quite grabbing as quick on the green. And that's about the only defense we're going to have, I think, for the next few days.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was, was it Stuart Sink who said the conditions yesterday were absolutely perfect because of the firmness, but there was some moisture in the ground at the same time. So, and then the no wind, and it was absolutely, you know, the scoring was easy. But for so many of them, it wasn't that easy, you know. It's just interesting to see how everyone plays it out. Where were you during the tournament? Were you able to follow?
Well, I was in the golf shop for most of the tournament. So I did catch some snippets of coverage on TV, but I was in and out of the shop.
Yeah. What do you do when you're in the pro shop when there's nobody around? Are members coming through?
No, we don't have any members in the shop. It's, to be honest with you, it's various items, really looking forward to what's beyond the tournament and making sure we're prepared and ready to move forward once the dust settles.
Okay. Tom Doak did a fabulous job of doing the renovation work at Wailea Country Club slowly. Was it two or three holes at a time?
Yeah, it was over a period of a number of years, and Eric Iverson, who's his right-hand man, it really should get a lot of credit as well, because Eric Iverson was on site and did a lot of the shaping as well. But the two of them really worked out a great plan, and it was truly a plan with membership, and it was kind of a let us do a couple holes. If you like it, we'll keep moving on, and so they just year by year. Slowly, we got to where we are now.
If memory serves, 9 and 18 were the last two. So is it done?
18, actually, well, let's see. 18 was one of the last few greens, but 9 was an earlier change. We just changed some of the fairway bunkers on 9.
Okay. Okay, so is it pretty much all put together now?
I think they're close.
Close.
I think they're close. I wouldn't say they're done yet, but I think they're close.
Do the members like it?
They do. They do. 17 always seems to come up in conversation. And I personally think it's a tough hole. I think it's a good hole. But I think any time a hole comes up in conversation, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, Redan, I was looking at, it's from a French word meaning fortifications. And if you look at Redan hole in that way, you think of, okay, they fortified this par three so that you can't get to it. And you kind of like, I've often been told, turn your cart around. When you get to the golf course, you get your scorecard and it's got the holes. You turn it around, look at the hole from the green and see how to attack. And then you can see some of the, ways in, if at all possible. But so the Redan is really trying to protect that green. And that probably is an upsetting thing. It's too fortified. Is that the problem?
Well, the right greenside bunkers are pretty penal. And that's probably the biggest complaint that we hear. But no, I think it's a good hole. You know, it's a tough hole. It's not an easy hole, but I think it's a good hole.
It's a good hole. I think they're all good holes. Mark Rolfing, any comments?
Yeah, 17 is one of the holes that I'm calling today. It wouldn't be hard for Kevin Carl, as good as he plays. And frankly, if he was out there playing in this Sony Open, he'd probably have a tee time this weekend. Because he knows how to get around wildlife. The thing about the Redan and the fortification that you're talking about is it's all been done with the ground. The slope of that green severely changed in the renovation. Eric Iverson did a great job of the shaping. And basically what has happened is the front right part of the green has built up very high. That's the main characteristic of a Redan. It slopes to the left and it slopes away from the front of the green. So Kevin's comment about the members not liking shots from the right greenside bunker are absolutely correct. You cannot go in those right bunkers. And obviously for recreational golfers, their biggest mistake always is a slice, the ball going to the right. So it's made the hole a tougher hole. I love it. But, 17 is only one of four really good par threes here at Wildline. None of them play over 200 yards. They're not long holes, but each one of them is kind of a template hole. That was Seth Rayner's original design philosophy. He learned from the great C.B. McDonald, and Seth used template holes. So the fourth hole out here is a Barist par 3, number 11, which is one of my favorite holes on the course, is an Eden hole, like the hole at St. Andrews. And renovation has really kind of brought back the characteristics that Rayner tried to instill at Wildlife back in the 1920s.
That, and it's perfect. You know, I just like learning about the Redan and, the V-shaped embankment so that toward the expected point of attack, the arrow or V-shape, so that you know what the architect was trying to stop you from being able to accomplish, and then, of course, having those bunkers on the side. But I don't know exactly what Eden hole means. What is the characteristic of an Eden hole?
Okay, the Eden hole is a hole that kind of has sort of an invisible backdrop to it. It's a hole that kind of goes into infinity instead of a specific backdrop that gives you definition. So that 11th hole here at Wildlife, you rarely see players getting the correct distance there. You can hit it straight enough at 11, but getting the right distance is really hard because when you stand on the tee, what you see is the green, and then you see the ocean behind it, which is a gorgeous view, but you really can't tell, how far behind that flagstick the ocean actually is.
So the visuals completely mess up your mind's ability to make a judgment call. That's fantastic.
Well, they have been made even harder, Danielle, by the fact that at both 11 and 17, there are no corporate structures this year. They don't have the grandstands. They don't have the corporate hospitality that sometimes give you a visual sort of landmark to play off of. Those aren't there now. So I think it's actually certainly making 11 and 17 more beautiful, but I think it's made those two holes tougher. Now, having said that, we want those corporate tents back next year. We want the grandstands next year because we want the people back.
Yeah, we want the people back. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just the milling of everybody just adds to it. And it's a lot of fun to hear, to be able to follow in a way, you know, the guys that it's just wonderful. That following motion. How do you, Kevin Carl, the head professional at Wailea Country Club, Sony Open Hawaii's home, the 23rd year now, they're committed up until 2022. Have you heard anything about the conversations about Sony continuing?
Well, I have. I've heard there's some rumblings of a new contract, and obviously we hope to have that soon. But Sony has been a great sponsor. I mean, you consider everything that we've gone through this year, and they're still stepped up and held up their end of the bargain. I mean, they've been great. So we hope we can extend another contract with them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the work they do to make sure the charities are taken care of, even though there may not be as much money coming in from the spectators, just the fact that all of the entry fees, it doesn't go to the PGA or to anyone but charities. So that's a huge loss for our charities. But Sony is stepping up. Friends of Hawaii Charities is stepping up. All of the critical people who make sure that our charities are taken care of, they're stepping up to make sure the pot is as full as it is on a normal year. This being so not what we're expecting. You were Aloha Section PGA Golf Professional of the Year back in 2012. What are your goals, Kevin? You've played so many times in PGA Championships, working toward being in the PGA Championship field when you competed against other PGAs for that 20-man honor. Do you still have goals to do that? Are you still working toward that?
I think you're always competitive. You know, I don't think that part goes away. So absolutely, still love another chance to play. But I'm also the president of the Aloha Section PGA. So one big goal is we just get back to tournaments next year. You know, unfortunately, we've gone through a year with no tournaments, and our industry being as such where we rely upon resorts and the visitors, that we have a lot of guys that aren't in the best of situations. So the real goal is just to get everybody back to work and have tournaments again, get life somewhat back to normal.
Right, and I'd heard before the pandemic that, you know, there were rumblings that the Hawaii State Open would happen again. Was that one of the tournaments that you're talking about, getting that back on track?
Absolutely. One of several. But yeah, absolutely. That's a tournament that obviously is a long history, and we want to keep that going. So that's one of the tournaments that we're focusing on for this coming year.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I mean, we had the Pearl Open. We still have the Mid-Pac Open, having the Hawaii State Open again. All of these are so critical for our local golfers. And Mark Rolfing, you've had some interesting conversations. We're going to talk throughout the show about this and more in depth with Matt Rollins. But the conversations that you have had about the importance of all of our golf courses, our municipal courses, the Alawai golf courses, and getting people back to the islands for the golf industry. When you went to talk with the mayor, our new mayor, about the prospects, what was that conversation like, if you can share?
Well, actually, Mayor Blangiardi came out to Wailea to see me on Wednesday, and we had a wonderful conversation, a lengthy one. If you took, and I explained to him, you know, that golf in general through the pandemic around the industry has done very, very well. In 49 states, year against year, 2020 was a much better year for the golf industry than 2019. The only state where that wasn't the case was Hawaii. And we've got some unique challenges out here. Like Kevin was talking about, we have to get the visitors back. We have to have visitor play at higher rates on any of our courses, whether they're resort courses or munis You have to have some of that higher paying play to subsidize the local rate so that we can keep it affordable. The other thing is, in a lot of communities around America, the local play was up significantly during the pandemic. But in the case of Hawaii, we have been so affected economically by this pandemic. Our unemployment rate was so high, so many people just trying to figure out how to survive, that they haven't had the discernible income that they could afford to play a lot of golf. So it's been a struggle for Hawaii. It's something that we've got to get turned around, and I think we can. That's why it's so important to do things like televise the Sony Open and get the message across that Hawaii is open for business again. Come on out. The greatest place in the world to play golf. And hopefully a year from now, we'll have all this behind us.
Yeah, it certainly is. And with the social distancing that comes automatically in the game of golf, and then with the PGA of America, you know, folks like Kevin Carl, the president of the Aloha section of the PGA of America, have a booklet could be made out of all of the things that they've written into this must be done to make sure that all of our golfers are kept safe from each other, for each other. It's really a wonderful thing that you guys did, Kevin, getting down and really making it happen with your office and the office, Susie Whaley. I mean, talk about somebody who was hit hard in her tenure as president of the PGA of America, having to come up with a way for golf, for the business to stay open. I talked to a lot of friends in Ireland and Scotland and in the UK in general, where they're completely closed and they don't even allow golf, where golf can get you out of the house and into this wonderful world of nature, which reinvigorates the soul. You feel calm when you're walking the course. You can breathe deep. You feel safe. And that's the beauty of the game of golf. Even if you walk, hit, pick up, drop, walk, you don't have to be a great golfer. A recreational golfer means having fun. There's the amateur level, there's the professional level, and then there's people like me who doesn't have time to go out there and practice all the time, become great like Kevin Carl, the head professional at Wildlife Country Club. Yes. I mean, it's true, right, so Kevin? Mark? Go ahead.
Shout out. Having Kevin as our leader for the Aloha section has been so valuable. And the one thing that I really hope happens here is that we as a golf industry, and under Kevin's leadership, I know we will, I hope we've learned what we have done good during this pandemic when it comes to golf. Danielle, you and I talk forever about what the challenges are that face our industry. And basically, there's three of them. The game is inherently too difficult for beginning golfers. It takes too long to play, and it costs too much. And during the pandemic, we have gone a long way towards solving all three of those challenges. The pace of play has picked up dramatically during the pandemic. Now, I'm not saying long-term we got to change the rules and be able to take balls out of bunkers or do things like that permanently, but what we have learned is how to play faster. We've learned how to have beginning golfers be able to play more effectively early on, and we have found that we can make it more affordable. So let's continue those thoughts and not go back to sort of our old ways.
Yeah. Kevin Carl, any final thoughts from you?
No, I think Mark, he made a great point. Even at Wildlife, we've got a lot of new golfers to the game, and so it's really up to us, the golf professionals, to keep them engaged and show them that, look, it's a fun game. It doesn't have to be competitive. It's a social game, and really drive home that aspect of the game. And now we've become a safe haven. The golf course is a safe haven, and it's across the board all throughout the nation. You can see it. It's people feel safe at the golf course. And so it's really up to us in the industry to really garner that momentum and just keep it moving.
Excellent. Kevin Carl, head professional at Wailea Country Club, home of the Sony Open in Hawaii, president of Aloha Section PGA. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. George Savarikas, I just had a little tune-up on my back this week, and so feeling a little tired, as the doctor said I would, and I tried something that he's got. He's the founder and CEO of Drink 2020, and sure peps me up. Plus, it's good for my whole system just in general to protect me and my immunity booster. We'll be back with George after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Oh, what does spalling cracks in your cement walls and floors or ceiling have in common with a termite infestation? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone, and both completely damage whatever they've... Well, it's not a they with spalling. Spalling is when the concrete separates from the rebar, and all of a sudden, you don't have a structure that's safe. Your lanai or railings, they can just come right loose. So what's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 50 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. They've stopped the leaks that can cause this spalling. Call Richard Mulgram. RCM uses the state-of-art solutions, 864-9520. RCM is COVID safe. RCM. 864-9520.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We've got in the clubhouse with us Mark Rolfing. Of course, you're going to see him at 2 o'clock this afternoon on Golf Channel, Sony Open in Hawaii, broadcasting live. And love having Mark in the clubhouse. And George Savarikas, founder and CEO of Drink 2020. He's also with Golf Channel. We'll see him next at American Express. Welcome in, George.
Danielle, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you come up, you know, that's the last thing I'd expect. What inspired you? I, like I said earlier, I had my little, you know, bottle, little shot of drink 2020.
The immunity booster.
Yes, my immunity booster. But I don't know if it's the vitamin C, the alloy, all the good things in it. It also made me feel perkier this morning. You know, like my brain is working a little bit better than it was right before I had
it. That's what I'd hope.
Yeah, that's what you'd hope. So that's your intent. What inspired you to create this?
So I've been working for Golf Channel or around the game since I was 12 years old. As like a caddy or working in pro shops, and just always it seemed like my diet when I was at a golf course was grab a hot dog from the halfway house and then drink like a Coke or a Gatorade. And there's just never golf isn't exactly the most health conscious industry when it comes to beverage or dining options. And I had come up with this idea with a friend of mine who's actually heavily involved in the sports supplement space end of 2019, beginning of 2020. And then once the pandemic happened, really had the downtime as the PGA Tour took their break to just focus on this full time to get us ready to launch. And the strategy was to try and come up with a functional shot that was shelf stable, so you could throw it in your golf bag or gym bag, drink it on the go, and just have all the ingredients that you need with none of the artificial dyes and none of that the preservatives and all that crap that you get in sports drinks. So I'm just excited now we've finally gotten it to market. I've been in talks with a number of golf courses to try and place this spring. And the intention would be to have this be an item of convenience you can grab from a counter checking in or at the halfway house. And just, the next steps are see where this project can go.
Yeah. Well, I would grab it. It tastes good. How did you make – usually these things don't taste good. what did you do? It's all natural. Yeah. So what did you do?
Yeah, my background is not as a beverage scientist, that's for sure. So I was fortunate enough to have a sports dietitian, a beverage formulation expert, and a team that we were working with out of L.A. And the iteration process to actually have this taste good instead of medicinal was arduous. So it took us about 9 or 10 different iterations to finally get where it is today. Okay. So it was not an easy feat to pull it off. It was quite the combination of ingredients, and you've touched on some of them having vitamin C, D, and E, and then just balancing that with some of the functional ingredients like ginseng, aloe vera, green tea extract. We used some natural sweeteners as well to help ensure that the flavor profile was something that you enjoy or I enjoy, because I'm kind of an immunity nut. And most of the time, if I have an immunity shot, you're just kind of choking it down to know that you're getting something positive on the back end. So wanted to make sure this was an enjoyable experience.
Well, it is. It is. And it's gluten-free, kosher certified, non-GMO, and vegan. I mean, you cover all the bases there.
I was trying to check all the boxes. And I've been, myself, have been trying to go more plant-based for 2021. There have been some occasional cheat days, but wanted to make sure as a product that the health-conscious consumer wouldn't have any issues with ingesting. So that's why we made sure to get those claims and certifications.
Oh, this is great. I mean, 150% of your vitamin C, daily intake, that's more than an orange. It's fantastic. Really, really good. I'm just thrilled that you've done this, because it's always good to have something on the side to do with the ginseng, the aloe vera, the green tea extract, all these really good things, and it tastes good. Now, when are you going to start coming to Hawaii? Have you gotten in touch with any of the courses here, or are you starting closer to home?
Yeah, so I'm currently in Miami Beach and had started with courses in Sunshine States, basically. And so I've been looking in talks in Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, and California. Hawaii would make a lot of sense. So those should be conversations that I have in the very near future. But have had some very positive early feedback in talks with kind of a national property management
group that has some high-profile courses, and they said they were going to make a big push on our behalf in March. The thought was to start in areas where you could actually play golf this time of year, and then open it up. I mean, I'm like Mark, Chicago guy originally, so we'd look to target the Midwest and Northeast more in the summer when they can actually play and aren't dealing with a foot of snow.
Yeah. So if you'd like,
Danielle,
yes, go ahead.
Let me just say how happy I am to see George doing this. He's not only a dear friend, but he's one of my most trusted Golf Channel colleagues. And even though George is about half my age, I've always kind of seen a little of myself in George. He's got this entrepreneurial bug to him that he's always had, and I knew he would do something besides broadcasting golf. I wasn't sure exactly what it was, and to hear George Savarikas introduced as the CEO, right?
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
No, it's great. Honestly, and Mark's been a mentor of mine since prior to landing at Golf Channel. It's funny, we're both from the same original hometown, so I've seen what Mark's been able to do with his very distinguished broadcast career, and then also has an entrepreneurial business streak to him. So, Mark, I appreciate you being a confidant as I embark on this next step, not only in the business world, but the TV world, and then also to share our often misery as fellow Cubs fans. So at least we have 2016 to hang our hat on.
Yeah, I'm going to be miserable if you don't get us to a Cubs game this summer, George. So figure out how to make that happen.
Agreed. We need to make that happen 100%.
If you'd like to go find out more about Drink 2020, George Savarikas is founder and CEO of Drink 2020. Drink2020.com. It's so simple. It's drink2020.com. Before you go, tell us a little bit about your impressions of watching Hawaii from where, but you're in Miami. But still, give us your impressions of the Sony Open in Hawaii and how the field is shaping up.
It's looked great, and I was listening to the broadcast last night with Steve Sands and our guy, Rolf, on the call, and it seemed like conditions-wise, it hasn't quite had the teeth when it comes to the trade winds that we've expected. So that's why you're seeing guys kind of light up Wailea so far. We'll be curious, hadn't seen what was in store from a weather standpoint this weekend. What I love about Wailea is like how democratic the course is, that you could have all different styles, types of games, guys who are more old school and shot shapers, they can compete on a course like this. Kevin Kisner's quote early in the week was pretty funny, saying he has no chance at, say, a Torrey, but PGA Tour pays well for a 20th. Well, a week like this, Kevin Kisner can compete with the longest players in the game. So that's what I really enjoy, and it's one of those tournaments I've always loved watching because I love old school golf course designs, and where you see different shots played this week than you do week in and week out on the PGA Tour. So I just be wondering what the final 36 have in store, if it's going to be 21, 22 under, or if we're going to see a little more of a challenge on Saturday and Sunday.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, given the weather conditions I'm seeing now, I think the scores will be low. That's one of the reasons why they're so bunched. It was the same thing at Kapalua last week. Kapalua is notorious for spreading out the scores, where we've had 30, 40 shot differentials between the winner and last place. It was very bunched up last week because there was no wind blowing. And I think when the wind doesn't blow, it brings more players into the mix. And we've, you know, anybody can win this, teeing off at Wailea today. 4 under was the cut. Can you imagine, George, coming out here, flying all the way to Hawaii, bringing your caddy, doing all that? Can you shoot 3 under par for the first 2 days and you head home without making a penny? It's just to me. But anybody still win here? And I was chuckling listening to you thinking about the veterans. Peter Malnati was in the media center the other day, and he was kind of trashing the golf announcers for using the term playing angles. He didn't think that, you know, the game today is that type of game, that you have to fly the ball in the air all the way to the target. And I'll tell you, Peter Malnati, if he doesn't play some mangoes out here in Wailea today, he's not going to do very well, because that's what it's all about.
No, especially at Wailea. I mean, that's what makes this such a special place. And it, I mean, Mark, to your point, it's crazy to think you could shoot two rounds in the 60s and then you're packing and not seeing the weekend, just with how conditions have been so far this week.
Exactly. You know, but then again, what is it, 20th place pays well, so why not try? Right on. Yes.
Well said. Kiz is, if nothing, he is unfailingly honest.
George Savarikas is founder and CEO of Drink 2020. You can find it at drink2020.com. And I hope to talk with you a whole bunch more as your business booms, George.
Danielle, thank you for the kind words. Whenever you want to have me on the show, more than happy to have the chat with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Good to meet you, and we'll talk soon.
Have a great day, and Rolf, enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you know.
All right, Georgie.
I got to ask something really quick, because this has always been curious. I don't know if I should call Mark Rolf. I've always called Mark, but everybody in the broadcast team always calls him Rolf. No. That, when did Rolf become your name, Mark?
I've been mostly a Golf Channel thing. I wasn't called that a lot earlier in my life, but it's maybe easier for some guys. And I don't know. I've never called you anything but Danielle. You got a nickname, Danielle? Come on, let us in on something.
Yeah, well, I'm Danny, but, you know, Rolf is like a really cool, hey, Rolf, what's going on? So, but, you know, you're always going to be Mark to me. That's all there is to it. So, you know, for the last 20-some years, you've been Mark. You're going to be Mark. But I always, you know, I was wondering, should I call Mark Rolf? You know, am I not with it? Okay. So, George, thank you so much. We're going to take a break and come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. check BayviewHawaii.com.
And there's a tee time at 9:10, 10:24, and 11:18. For social distancing, they ask that you make reservations. Call for your tee time spot at 247-0451, and they may have more tee times in the afternoon if that's better for you. We are KORL Waianae, Honolulu.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing is with us, Golf Channel analyst and commentator, and you can watch the Sony Open in Hawaii and hear some of his comments when you're watching, because he's on the broadcast. And Mike Johnson, Golf Digest senior equipment editor, senior equipment writer, and Hot List team member. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, it's great to be with you. And as for Mark, I think Mr. Rolfing is probably the way to go.
Mr. Rolfing, are you there?
Mr. Johnson.
Good to be with you, sir.
I love it. So we've got Mr. Johnson and Mr. Rolfing with us. I'm Miss Tucker. I'm just so impressed, Mike, that you guys were able to do the Hot List, which was, you were able to do it with all the social distancing, all the things that are necessary to keep everybody safe. When will the Hot List come out this year?
So it'll be out in mid-February, but yeah, it was a lot of hard work by a lot of people, but also a stroke of good luck. We normally do it out in, you know, the desert or in Phoenix area. And this year it was in Connecticut in November. And the good folks at TPC River Highlands let us kind of take over the range. And we had 3 days, sunny, mid-70s, no wind. So in a year in which a lot went wrong, those 3 days went pretty right for us.
Excellent. So I'm glad it's coming out. I'm glad everything worked out and that it wasn't too trying. We're talking equipment, of course, and some of the equipment changes. And probably one of the biggest stories right now we'll get to, but I just wanted to go over TaylorMade with their Christmas card. Wow, what a way to find out that you're not on the team anymore, or right?
Well, I think John and Jason knew that before the card came out, but you know, if you're an equipment writer this time of year, you're trying to follow breadcrumbs, and that certainly was a pretty big breadcrumb, and I wrote a piece on it before John Rahm signed with Callaway, in which I basically deducted that's where he would end up. You kind of look at the landscape of, A, who could afford him, and B, what type of players are normally drawn to certain type of companies, and it was pretty clear that Callaway needed a star player to replace Mickelson as he gets, you know, in his 50s, and also an international presence, which is why they went hard after McIlroy a few years ago, only to be edged out by TaylorMade, and they really haven't had a big international presence since.
So is that why TaylorMade also took on Tommy Fleetwood?
Well, you know, again, you hear things, and I'm guessing, you know, Rahm's asking price was going to be pretty high after reaching number one in the world, and you know, they have Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolff. And, you know, after a while, you have to make a business decision. And I'm pretty sure Fleetwood signed for a heck of a lot less than what Rahm was asking. But, yes, Fleetwood certainly helps them in that area, although having McIlroy clearly does as well.
Right. Where is Rory? You know, that's one of the, Rory, what are you doing? One of the biggest questions that I have. But you talk about Jason Day being a free agent, right? But he still has his Nike deal. Now, this is where we're going to transition to clothing. How much of a big deal is having Nike for clothing?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the player. I remember speaking with Rory right after he went to Nike, and I was talking primarily about his equipment, and he's the one who brought up the clothing, saying, you know, it's going to be an adjustment. The Nike clothing fits a lot, you know, snugger and is more fit to the body. And he, if you go back and look at the pictures when he was with Titleist, and, you know, his clothes were a little on the baggy side or loose side, and it's an adjustment for some people. Other players, I don't think it matters a lick. I think it's very individual.
Okay, so do you think Justin Thomas is going to be wearing Titleist clothing now?
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, that was obviously incredibly unfortunate, and I don't think Justin's that kind of guy, and he certainly apologized, although I don't blame Ralph Lauren for what they did. You know, they have a very big commitment to the community, and they felt it wasn't right, but they left the door open for Justin to return, and I'm sure they will have conversations on how to best make amends and go from there.
Yeah, Mark, I want you to get in here. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you look at this whole equipment and apparel sponsorship arena, it's really changed from when I played. Back in my day, you know, there was equipment companies that had a lot of contracts with a lot of different players for not very much money. And that's the way they felt like it would be best to promote their product line. In today's world, there are very few players that have big deals. That John Rahm deal that Mike's talking about is very unique. There's only a couple of players that would command that, because I really believe there's only a few players that can drive equipment sales for a certain brand. Having said that, I kind of wish Ralph Lauren had not made the decision on Thomas. I think Mike's right. The door is open, and I don't see him changing his apparel. Actually, to be honest with you, he may, but I wish Ralph Lauren would have taken this opportunity to say, hey, we all make mistakes. Justin has been very apologetic. He Justin Thomas has. He knew he made a big mistake. And I wish we could sort of as a society all forgive each other just a little bit more and figure out a way to take this opportunity to change some things and maybe come up with an advertising theme where the Ralph Lauren was using Justin Thomas, you know, to show how he is going to change and make himself a better person.
Nice point. I like that a lot because we do all make mistakes. You know, of course, it can't be done. I mean, there's so many levels on which, you know, we have to purge certain things culturally, nationally. There's so many different words people use to describe different peoples of different countries that just can't be used. Just can't be. And because it's not nice, yeah, to put it mildly, you know, it's not appropriate. And then in the world of sports where tempers are running so hot and so many guys use things they shouldn't use to express their outrage at themselves. And that's probably the worst part about it, is you're really angry with yourself. And if only, you know, you could settle down and not be so angry with yourself. But I get angry with myself all the time when I make mistakes on the air. You know, when I feel like I should have gone this way and I went that way, and why didn't I do that? And there's just, all of us have that. And we just all have to realize that you can't point your finger at this one guy for doing this and there's three fingers pointing back at you. You know, hey, let's be real about where we're going here. I got to ask you a question, too, Mr. Johnson. Is the equipment industry finally bumping up against the distance ceiling using what they've been using from space exploration to be able to use these metals that they've been able to figure out how to increase the distance? Are they finally not able to go any further, or your thoughts?
I have learned a long time ago to say that, you know, we've reached the limit. It's never the limit. Okay. And there are always other ways. And, you know, and you can look at distance in a number of different ways. I think most people look at it strictly off the tee. And in that regard, certainly from, you know, a COR standpoint, a flexiness of the face in the middle, they're pretty close to getting that maxed out. In fact, there's some drivers on the market that actually have to dumb down the face to conform. But what gets lost in this are the improvements being made on the off-center hip. And companies get better and better and better at this each and every year at making that off-center hit behave more like the center hit. So that, in theory, increases distance, right? If you're misshits, especially for you and me, you know, we're wiping it all over the face. That's a distance benefit for us. It also allows players like DeChambeau to swing from the heels and know the penalty isn't quite as great if he doesn't, you know, make center contact. So there are advances there. There are certainly advances in irons where you're seeing cup faces and L faces and high strength steels and things that normally are reserved for drivers being brought into the equation. And then you get into one more aspect, which is this whole realm of artificial intelligence, which Callaway brought out 3 or 4 years ago in its Epic Drivers, but pretty much every company now, not every, but a lot of them have started going down this path, and it allows them to produce hundreds, if not thousands, of potential designs in the time it would take a normal engineer to do 5, and they learn with each one. So the advancements in design are getting pretty rapid.
So Callaway Golf comes up with new Epic Speed, Epic Max, Epic Max LS. These are metal woods. Are those as forgiving? Do they forgive? Do they give you more speed? What's the deal with these?
Absolutely. So what artificial intelligence has allowed them to do is where they would have 3 models before but basically have the same face for each. Now each individual club and each individual loft within that club has its own unique face design. So the optimizing of the face for each club with each loft has taken a huge step in just a couple of years.
Wow. Mark, when you look at all the equipment things that are happening, do you like it? The distance?
I like it. When was the last time, you and I have talked about this before, when was the last time a recreational golfer said to you, "I'm quitting the game, Danielle. I'm hitting it too far. It's just no fun. I'm hitting the ball too far. I quit." That's not the case. This whole distance thing is so out of control with a very small percentage of people that play the game. I don't really mind it at all. And I think Mike's point is a really good one about the forgiveness of these clubs. Basically, the bottom line of it all is guys are swinging harder. You know, I'm getting ready to go to Hawaii next week for PGA Tour Champions. And you watch them now. Corey Pavin used to swing so slow that I thought his club head was going to bounce off the ball instead of launch it forward down the fairway. And you watch him swinging now. He's swinging from his heels on every shot. And he can afford to do it because those miss hits are going straighter. The ball's not curving like it used to. And the club head speeds that these guys are generating are just becoming astronomical.
Amazing. Well, Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Writer, Editor. What is your title, sir, now?
Senior Editor of Equipment.
Senior Editor of Equipment. I'm finally getting this right after years and years. Hot List team member, can we talk in February about the Hot List and all the things that came out?
It would be my pleasure.
Wonderful. And so I thank you for being on the show with us this morning and the Sony Open in Hawaii show. And we're going to say aloha until then, and we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
after 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale, the month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And there's tee times, a 9:10, a 10:24, an 11:18, and I bet you some afternoon spots are open. The number is 247-0451. So I got another number for you. This is for spalling problems, which, of course, is just as bad as having termite infestations. Because, you know, if you don't do anything about it, they both get worse. Your building falls apart in both cases. But you can do something about both, naturally, with the RCM folks getting into it as soon as possible. It won't be as expensive to fix all those spalling cracks. 30 years they've repaired concrete buildings and garages and decks, and they've stopped the leaks. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And now we're bringing into the show Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Matt.
Awesome. Okay, we're all home. And I got to ask you, I'm going to go with Mark first, because he had a meeting with Mayor Rick Blangiardi, and a lot of it had to do with, I think, in addition to, of course, needing to emphasize the importance of the game of golf on lots of different levels, and the importance of getting people out on the golf course and getting people back into the state of Hawaii. Did you also talk about using the clubhouse there for the various golf associations, Mark?
Yes, I believe we spent half of our conversation talking about Alawai Golf Course, Danielle, and the space that's there. And I just reiterated to him how, you know, it is so important for us, if we're going to grow the game, to introduce the young people around Hawaii to the game. You never see kids out at Alawai playing golf. And I believe that a move of the HSJGA and First Tee headquarters to Alawai would be a tremendous move. I think you would see some of the other organizations come along. But what it would do to me is change the entire brand of Alawai and make it the headquarters of Hawaii golf in general, I think, which Alawai ought to be. It's a treasure for the state of Hawaii. It's an iconic place. And we need to reintroduce kids to Alawai. And, you know, when the kids come, then parents come with them.
That's so true. You know, when families get together and then the kids enjoy themselves and then the kids want to play more, and then, you know, pretty soon they're dropping them off and there's foursomes of kids going out and having a good time. And once you start, you stay with the game. And when you stay with the game, makes so many connections for you in life, in addition to being such a healthy outdoor activity for kids who are not necessarily into close contact competition. And there are a lot of children who can't handle that kind of comp, but they can, as individuals, they can perform and they can get better and they can be happy playing golf. It's really, a doctor recommended it for a friend of mine with a child on the spectrum, said he will never feel like he's failing the team. He'll feel like he's only, you know, he can only fail himself. And that's not as bad. And he'll walk and it worked out really, really well. And when you brought up Mark Rolfing, when you brought up First Tee and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Matt Rollins, tell us more about how those two entities are going to be working together now.
Well, Mark and I probably talk on the phone at least once a week, and I think Mark is tired of hearing roosters in the background here on Kauai and wants me to get over to Oahu as soon as possible. So we've been working on this for a while. Something that our association has done with the Aloha Section and Hawaii State Golf Association is trying to bring all of the associations a little bit closer together so that we are working together for the betterment of junior golf and the game locally. So if we can grow the game here locally, then when you have years like we just had, you're probably not going to see as many facilities shut down because we could support it locally. So that's kind of what we want to do. It was a natural fit that we partner with First Tee. There was some redundancies in what we were doing, fundraising, board work, and we're going to be stronger together for sure. So that's kind of the concept there. And we were waiting on a few things to happen this year, and finally we brought it all together as of January 1st. And the whole concept to get down to Alawai makes a ton of sense for junior golf to have access to the golf course there. And create that community hub where families come there and they feel safe, they feel comfortable getting out on the golf course. I think you'll see a major change there that'll be great for the game.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, all of our guys who've been playing golf for years and years and years, you know, they love going to the Alawai. And they're getting older and at some point, you know, they won't be able to play. And so having the kids coming in, and Mark, you talk about having UH play at the Alawai.
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, Danielle, the University of Hawaii is about a mile from Alawai Golf Course, yet there is absolutely no relationship whatsoever. And I have spoken with Dave Matlin, the AD, a lot about this, and both golf coaches, the men's and the women's. It's a crime to me, really, what happens with the UH golf programs, in that they've got four collegiate tournaments that occur in Hawaii every year, not the pandemic year, but in a typical year, they have four tournaments, two men's, two women's, and none of those occur on the island of Oahu. I can't even believe it. They have to go to neighbor islands, UH does, to host a golf tournament. So we've got to create a relationship between the university and Alawai Golf Course, and not just Alawai, but all the other public facilities. You know, if you're recruiting, you know, collegiate golfers to come to UH, and you can't show people a home where they practice and all that type of stuff, it's a tough recruiting job. So we got to make that happen.
I like it. I think it's really important, and getting high school kids to go out and practice. You know, I see a lot of kids with their bags at Bayview. It's very affordable, you know, and they're out there with their bags. A lot of them are from private schools because I can see the school logo on them. But they're out and they're playing and they can afford it. It makes it perfect. I need to ask you to go back to First Tee. First Tee is now under the PGA Tour umbrella.
Is that correct? Yes,
well,
Danielle.
Yeah, it is. And forever, you know, the First Tee raises a lot of money through private donations, Danielle. But really, the strength of the future of First Tee is with the PGA Tour, because so many PGA Tour events benefit the First Tee tremendously. But more importantly, in every PGA Tour telecast, whether it's mine on Golf Channel or on CBS or any of the networks, you've got First Tee promotional messages going on, and that is a phenomenal way for the PGA Tour to get the news out about First Tee. So, yes, they are a big part, the PGA Tour is.
Yeah, that's a really important deep pockets, and they can also, you know, encourage. stiff arm them, or whatever it's called, to help First Tee be even stronger, and First Tee Hawaii and Hawaii State Junior Golf Association being together. So it's, on the one hand, you have Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, that's competitive, that's encouraging kids to go into collegiate golf, that's really preparing them for those competitions, and also having kids go as teams to the mainland to compete against other teams from other countries and around the world, as well as other many other states. But this won't change the first tee program for kids that don't know anything about the game. So I was just wondering, Matt, how is that going to work?
Yeah, I think, well, we actually have some classes that are opening up right now for February through first tee. And we have waiting lists already. So there's a need and a desire to get involved in the program. And I think they are seeing exactly what Mark just said. They're seeing it on TV. They're looking for these safe outlets right now. Parents are to put their kids in a program like this. And so that's the opportunity. And I think if we can grow these locations, we have, we're looking at 5 new locations this year. If we can grow these locations, we're going to grow that base of kids that are introduced to the game, and they will work their way through the junior golf scene here in Hawaii and up to Hawaii State Junior Golf and on to college and have all of those opportunities that come along with the game of golf. So that's our goal this year, is to really to grow the base through first tee, and we're excited that there's wait lists and that these kids want to get out there golfing.
Excellent. And if you want more information, it's hsjga.org. And I really appreciate your time. Matt Rollins, Executive Director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, how much time you dedicate and those, I love the roosters in the background. Thank you so much for having them on the show too. And Mark Rolfing, I had a thought. You know, last year I was listening to the PGA Tour champions and I heard you and I said, why isn't Mark on? Mark, can you know, just do a segment at least on the show next week so we can play up the champions on at Hualalai?
Well, of course I can, and you know me, Danielle. I love Hawaii. I love Hawaii golf. Matter of fact, I got to tell you guys a little story. I'm looking at a scene here now that I think you might only see in Hawaii. So I'm at the pool at the Kahala Hotel. It's, 8:25 in the morning, and in the pool is Charlie Hoffman, who has shot 9 under par the first two rounds. He is in the pool with his two daughters. At 8:25 in the morning, his tee time's probably somewhere around noon. But, you know, you see things like that occurring in Hawaii, and really I don't see it any other place throughout the year. So I love talking Hawaii golf and Hawaii in general, and we'll do it next Saturday.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I need to say aloha and thank our sponsors, including Bayview Golf Course, beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf, with a double-deck driving range and top tracer at each station and socially distanced. And just give them a call, 247-0451. Aloha Power Equipment, their moving sale continues until the store is empty. They have Husqvarna on sale today, if they have any left, with 20 to 30% off. Sand Island Store is the one you go to for that deal. Power at your fingertips for everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. What's worse than living with constant pain? Well, not doing anything about it, of course, because you're afraid to go to the doctor, not Dr. Carlson. Dr. Carlson's number is 452-1379, the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic, where the aloha spirit meet innovation and patient care. Hey, you know, we don't want to think about floods and fires and disasters, but if you have one, you should have this number on your refrigerator. Call MD Restoration 24/7 for emergency and disaster restoration service, totally COVID compliant. Their number is 528-3434. They are licensed contractors, MD Restoration. And the golf club, of course, with Spalding cracks in your cement. We're checking right now. Nope, don't see any, because we know Richard Mulgram at RCM Construction. And you need to get in touch with him if you've got any problems, like the rebar is showing through the concrete. That's not a good thing. The number is 864-9520. RCM's COVID safe. and uses state-of-the-art equipment for those solutions you need. 864-9520. You can always listen to our show at radiogolfclub.com. You can listen to the podcast or the live stream there. I want to thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. It's getting bigger. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.